have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission, the 15th day of February, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Darren McBreen and crew have put together an unusually powerful montage, promo, expose, mini-documentary, infotainment, salvo of truth. I don't know what you'd call it. It's 7 minutes long. And it's integrated to the song Crazy Like Alex Jones that we air a couple times a year that a listener made 4 or 5 years ago. We're going to be airing that at the bottom of the hour. It's a real eye-opener, and it's something that will be very effective to wake up friends and family. So we'll get it uploaded to YouTube tomorrow so that folks can share that with their friends and their family. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, that said, it really is head spinning. It really is head spinning. I did a lot of research today on the news, on different developments, and it's all just over the top. Just these two articles right here I could spend 2 hours on. London Guardian and a PBS report. Spy agencies fund climate research and hunt for weather weapons, scientists fear. U.S. expert Alan Roebuck raises concern over who would control climate-altering technologies if research is paid for by intelligence agencies. I'm on record with the father of weather weapons. I'm on record researching this deeply. Not from a conspiratorial view, but just from the real research view of finding out what's happening. We're on record over and over again saying that climate change, A, is always happening, and the only constant is change. This is a global energy power grab, obviously. The idea that climate changing any is unnatural is a total ridiculous on its face hoax, like 2 plus 2 equals 10. Or that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. But clearly, when you look at Bill Gates, DARPA, the Pentagon, since the 50s, obsessed with weather weapons and weather modification, you look at the technologies they have, and they're deploying, we're seeing weather weapons being used, and we're seeing them being used here in the United States. So I hadn't seen this article till I got in here before showtime about 30 minutes ago. And was going over the articles that they'd printed off for me to look at. And I saw it, and I almost don't want to cover this. I mean, you can make a whole film about it. I don't want to just cover something so earth-shaking, so important, like it's no big deal, that it's lost like a fart in the wind. Sorry for the gross analogy, but when the analogy fits, you got to use it. I've got a large repertoire of semantical lexicons that I can use to communicate to people, but sometimes it just is what it is. Sometimes you got to say, Bravo Sierra. It's total horse crap. It's total bull crap. When Obama gets up there and says there's no death panels when it's in 8 different places in the stinking bill. Now here we are 2 years into it, they're implementing the damn things. And see, sometimes I don't want to use that type of language, but when you get down to earth-shattering tyranny like this, to not use language like that would be criminal. People know I've been on air 20 years and hardly ever drop even the slightest French on air. But at a certain point, I mean, it's overwhelming. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Yeah, that's right. Hey, that actually goes with the outro music, the Moby. Oh, man, and then meanwhile, scientists seek international authority on climate geoengineering, a global government to save us with geoengineering. So their weaponization will be called peace. We are the Borg. We come in peace. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. We're living in 2015. We're living in the Twilight Zone. We're living in Buck Rogers.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The earth, which is a wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I am your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our main websites. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and, of course, like us on Facebook on multiple platforms. And links to those sites are all up on InfoWars.com. Where to begin? Well, we knew that more attacks were coming from radical Islamicists on so-called soft targets across Europe, and I predict in the United States. It's not a question of if, but when, and now it's happened again. Danish police have killed 22-year-old suspect after Copenhagen shootings. We've got two dead in the shootings. And at least five wounded police officers. Police shot a 22-year-old Danish-born gunman, Omar El Hussein, today, on Sunday, after he killed two people at a Copenhagen synagogue at an event promoting free speech in actions possibly inspired, you think so? You think the sky's blue? By an attack on the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, authorities said. Spy chief Jens Madsen said the gunman was known to intelligence services. Oh, really? But you didn't do anything prior to the shooting and probably acted alone. Well, they said they've shot two now. Police said he had a record of violence. Oh, really? Just like the Charlie Hebdo people. Gang-related activities and weapons possession. They did not publish his name, but it's Omar Al Hussein, according to RT. And it goes on. Two civilians, a synagogue guard and a filmmaker, were killed, and five police were wounded in two separate attacks in the Danish capital of Copenhagen. Witnesses to the Copenhagen attacks of the gunman fired 40 shots at a cafe hosting a free speech event with Swedish artist Lars Vickers. We're going to play some of the audio of the shooting right now.
Activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but, and the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we...
Oh, she's defending free speech. What a coward. You notice this stuff happens in these disarmed countries where this guy's allowed to be caught with weapons over and over again. We've got his rap sheet, been involved in all sorts of criminal activity, and then he... These are just gang members that now have a political religious cause. I've profiled it. I've looked at it. It's a gangbanger, hip-hop, meets Islamic extremist, spoiled rotten welfare head in the middle of Europe, getting away with bloody murder. See, this is ISIS rap Mac Daddy songs.
Khusmola.
جدي اندفن بنفس المقبرة اندفن فيها جدي.
And I notice now there's articles about members of Congress, their families, military members' wives are being threatened on Facebook and Twitter for about a year or longer since we were exposing the fact that Al-Qaeda was the main Syrian rebel army and that our government was funding them. So that's about 2 years. I've been getting threatened, and I mean very serious threats. Very serious for threats that the local police department, the FBI, by the way, are aware of and watching. Saying they're going to come after me just because I don't want our government funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and launching attacks on Syria, Libya, and the Egyptian government. I mean, they know this show's being listened to, but they're not just threatening us. They're threatening anybody that would dare stand up against them. I mean, they're just scum. And I'm not trying to say, hey, bring it on to these idiots. I'm just simply saying that, thank God I'm not in some cafe in a disarmed country. You come in here, it's basically like attacking a military barracks or something. Just good luck is all I could say. Or not even military barracks. Those aren't even really armed. It's like attacking a forward observation post in Afghanistan or Vietnam or something, a triangle base. I mean, we're not going to just roll over here and get on our, you know, fetal position. We're ready to act immediately. But that's a side issue. I mean, that's probably just threats. But this is going on. And it's allowed to go on Facebook, Twitter, and so many other places. And now in Germany, they've been canceling scores of pro-German, pro-national events. They're trying to ban parties connected to some of the nationalist parties out of England, like UKIP, that are gaining a lot of steam and are very mainstream. Just today, one of the biggest carnival marches they've had for 100 years in Germany, one of the biggest parades in Germany that's non-political, has been banned. There's the headline, police cancel parade in Germany over terror threat. Authorities banned carnival events, citing concrete threat 30 minutes before it was set to start, with a 250,000 people that had already arrived. 250,000 people had already arrived, 250,000 visitors, and were told, sorry, you can't have a stinking parade. I mean, this is total capitulation to terrorism, to psychic terrorism, to psychological warfare, while the EU brings in unlimited illegals and legalizes them and gives them welfare. I mean, China doesn't let us immigrate there and have all these freebies. Mexico doesn't. Iraq doesn't. Saudi Arabia does it. You go to Saudi Arabia, hand out a Bible, they will execute you. But it's like, oh, be politically correct. Don't search the Saudis when they fly in. Don't make their women take their headdresses off, their burqas, because that'd be hurtful. Well, how about in Americana, in my republic, I don't go to naked body scanner? How about you don't grab my genitals? How about I'm innocent until proven guilty? Because every time they're watching these people, they know who they are, they've gone to Yemen, they've gone to these places and trained, they've got weapons, and they're left alone to attack. Because the West wants to use these attacks as a pretext to take our basic liberties. It's 2 + 2 = 4. Look at this CNN story. Why Chinese moms want American babies. Felicia He, 27, shelled out $10,000 and planned meticulously before hopping on a plane to give birth in California. I started getting ready for the trip after the end of my first trimester, she recalled. I asked my friends who have given birth in the U.S. before. For a doctor recommendation, then I found a plane to stay in the area for a few months and purchased my plane ticket. Pregnant Chinese moms are flocking to stateside to give birth. Lured by rules that grant American citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, a booming birth tourism industry. And it goes into the 10,000 Chinese women, you know, out in California having birth. All over the world. You come here, you get everything free. The baby, welfare, mom gets welfare. It's a total joke. And CNN writes this, not calling for an end to it, as a stinking advertisement. And now the IRS has announced they'll give anyone that can get here illegally up to 5 years of back taxes, tax refunds, without ever being here or living here. So they'll take an old lady's house if she hadn't paid the IRS for a year after she has a stroke and is broke. Black, white, I don't care what color you are. But you're an illegal from China, Mexico, Romania, I don't care, Nicaragua, Nigeria, everything's free. We are a joke. This is by design. And if you're a radical Islamicist from one of dozens of countries, you're allowed to go back and forth on planes to train at terror camps, have Facebook accounts showing you're going to do it. You're allowed to come back and kill and shoot people. It just came out in the London Guardian, you name it, 2 weeks ago, that there were thousands of rapes in one British city of 5-10-year-old girls by radical Islamicists, and the police wouldn't investigate it because of political correctness, and it's all admitted. I mean, illegals are allowed to rape whoever they want because they're God. Everything's free. They're allowed to rape. They're allowed to DWI because the globalists want to draw the entire third world here to then get on welfare and then politically vote for gun control, open borders, and the end of everything. It's happening.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. And the taillights dissolve.
I realize that every time we talk about activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but. And the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we...
That's the audio from Saturday evening in Copenhagen, Denmark, the capital, as two citizens, a documentary filmmaker, were killed. The cartoonist who was the speaker was able to escape. This is the heart of tyranny, is intimidating people not to have their free speech. And you have to understand that the West funded Al-Qaeda, that now calls itself ISIS, in Syria, that's coming to Iraq, and now surrounded a Marine Corps base in al-Baghdadi. The Marines were able to repulse the attack. What's important to understand is I got emails and saw comments on Infowars.com in the comment areas. Alex, you said ISIS is globalist NATO run. Well, then why are they trying to kill the Marines? I thought it's all staged. I never said that. They went and funded and protected and gave weapons and money through NATO to radical groups trained in Saudi Arabia and Yemen who are real terrorists by the hundreds of thousands, upwards of 200,000 of them, in the last 4 years, to be sent into Syria, Egypt, and other areas, Libya. And then they'll turn around and attack us and kill Marines and kill soldiers in the army, not just sailors. And then turn around with the Stinger missiles they got in Benghazi and shoot down airplanes and then take our freedom away. It's the political class, even above our government, the special interest. When you burn down your business with gasoline, the gasoline isn't taking orders from you. It's gasoline. So you go dump the gasoline, you light the fire, it burns down your house. It's real when the fire department shows up to put it out and the roof collapses and kills a firefighter. Or the roof collapses and kills a bunch of Marines or a bunch of Army. It's real. It's real terrorists, real people attacking. But they've been protected and given home bases and money and weapons by the criminals, bipartisan, running our government. That's why our military 2 years ago said we will not be part of a Syria attack. We're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Senator Cruz, Senator Paul both talked about it. That was a sea change moment when we could force the debate about reality. And now I predicted it. It was like predicting the sun would come up. I deserve no credit. When you know the facts, it's easy to predict what's going to happen next. Holy Toledo, it's easy. This job is easy, folks, once you get your head screwed on straight and know what's really going on. I predicted that the Hebdo attackers would have been trained in Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Iraq. They were trained in Yemen, folks, and it turns out Western intelligence agencies followed them, knew what they were doing, they were allowed to operate. The excuse is we're watching them. You're not watching them. They're being sent to bases that the West has been arming. I don't have a problem with the FBI infiltrating radical groups. I have a problem with the FBI creating radical groups as they've done domestically and then finding mentally ill people to launch attacks and then putting them in prison after they do it and then trying to get legislation passed for more funding and to take more freedoms to fight the crazies you went and found and wound up and protected. Well, what the FBI has been caught doing on a very small scale in the United States comparatively is hundreds. Well, it's bigger than that. 200,000 plus al-Qaeda fighters trained by the West and allowed to go in and attack Syria. Maybe the FBI is trained. New York Times reported a couple years ago, maybe 100 mentally ill people to try to carry out attacks here. So what's 200,000 times divided by 100? Thousands of times more. NATO, the globalists, the UN, these shadowy groups, to create armies of radical Islamicists and then to turn them loose and then to pass police state legislation and have a domestic takeover that you then turn around against the Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, and say that they're the real threat. I mean, that's what we've been saying for over a decade. That's now what's happening. You can see the battle plan unfold. And if you just joined us, thank God the Danish police killed the 22-year-old suspect when he fired on the police when they caught him at a train station trying to carry out another attack. The media has identified suspected Copenhagen gunman as Omar El Hussein. And Danish police have killed the suspect in two Copenhagen shootings at a synagogue and a free speech rally. And I've seen some of the left that are just totally anti-Israel no matter what, celebrating this, going, good, get Israel. Just, you know what? You people have mental illness. That's all I can say. You obsess all day over American men that try to wear the pants and try to just have some basic family values, but then you don't care if Islamists make women wear burqas over their head and go out and target non-radical Muslims all over the Middle East to radicalize them. You people are sick freaks. That's all I have to say. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we've got this special breakdown report on the insanity of the New World Order and how they say we're crazy because we don't go along with it. The truth is, the people that go along with this New World Order agenda, they're the crazy ones. We have a special report put together by Darren McBreen and some of the other crew. Then we have the terrorism being launched to the media saying arrest parents that don't vaccinate. Make it the law to forcibly inoculate. Don't let you fly domestically if you don't take all these deadly vaccines. Publish the names and addresses of people that don't vaccinate in the paper like they're child molesters. That's in Time Magazine. I have all these articles here. Why is this happening? Because Big Pharma in the last 6 months has had what is the beginnings of the Brian Williams moment with the public. And what is that? A top Merck scientist, the head of the CDC vaccine program. British courts just exonerated the scientist that did the work on the Crohn's disease connections to kids that have been vaccinated with Andy Wakefield. And a bunch of other issues are coming out right now that prove that Big Pharma knew, the whistleblower has said, at the CDC, the highest level, they got hearings coming up next month in Congress, in March. This is the Ides of March for the establishment. So what do you do when everything's showing the vaccines are dangerous, the vaccines are tainted, the vaccines have problems? What do you do when consumer groups are really exposing it and insiders are coming out with a smoking gun that they were ordered to cover up? You hype up some measles outbreaks that haven't killed anybody. You claim unvaccinated caused it. When you've been vaccinated, you're supposedly protected. You hype up all these lies. The top Italian court has ruled vaccines cause autism. That just came out 4 days ago. There is a tsunami. Japan's banning vaccines. India's fine. All this is happening. So you come out and just say, everyone wants vaccines. Arrest whoever doesn't take them. In a desperate attempt to smokescreen like a chicken with the head cut off, what's going on that front. So that's why you see this full court press, billions being spent in PR to say, take your vaccines, they're totally safe, because the opposite's coming out. That's coming up. We've got Hadron Collider news, weather modification news from The Guardian. It's a huge broadcast. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's just go through this stack right now. 21 pages of Obamacare tax instructions. IRS demands shared responsibility for payment and says it's in their prerogative, of course, whether they're going to start garnishing wages, grabbing bank accounts, or holding back tax returns. Of course, they promised you that wouldn't happen. This is a government under Obama that ships guns to the Mexican drug cartels. You think they're going to gang rape you? Oh, yeah. Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. Will the fact that Hillary is a lesbian have any bearing in the 2016 elections? I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing that out there as well. I can wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. It's ridiculous. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. They're bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see him. Oh my God, look at this.
That was the 6X underwear that the illegals are being given by Homeland Security.
Oh God, I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh my God, it's so ridiculous.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube.
It's a billion, dumb butt.
A million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into.
I just got called racist by MSNBC, and I wasn't hurt that they called me names myself. I was hurt that they were so evil, that they were such a pack of willful crooks preying on America. With their trendy, non-threatening voices and ironic glasses, all meant by PSYOP generals to annihilate this country. So you traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots. While we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground. It's the time of the season to get raped because you like to lay down. Yay, yay, yay. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. Oh, woofies. They do investigations and say, oh, there are no FEMA camps. Because they're not called FEMA camps. They're called Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They're called Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They're called Rex 84, Continuity of Government under National Police Stabilization Force, RAND Corporation. I'm just giving you bam, 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 the plan.
In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics.
No one will go to the New York Times or care that it's even admitted that the government's hatching most of the terror plots. Or people will say, what are you doing? Endorsing radical Islam, saying it doesn't exist? I didn't say that. I said our criminal government is arming them, aiding and abetting them, protecting them to attack and kill us so they can take our freedoms. That's what I said.
His crackpot theories shouldn't prompt actual hearings in Congress, and they shouldn't inspire actual legislation in Congress, and you shouldn't do a money bomb on his show when you are running for Congress. Do not fundraise on this theater of the absurd by showing yourself to be one with this guy. Really.
I wish we could go back to the days, I'm telling you, of you just get my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else. You're going out in the street with me.
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons. And if he got really mad at something I said.
I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum. I am sick of people like you. All right, I've got to settle down or I'm going to have to have David Knight come in here. I'm serious. But see, this is a normal response to being gang raped by criminals.
be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Oh, man.
And have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac, he was proudly speaking his mind. It's real wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. And I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Up, up and away!
Our talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists.
The TSA has a thankless job, enforcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth, a popular target.
No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day?
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably.
One of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen.
Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic
moans. I am David Mentelson.
Crazy, crazy like
be quite clear, David Mentelson III.
Yeah, I want to
be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
We'll be right back in Overdrive. Infowars.com. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Telemundo. Muchas gracias.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, man. That's a fun video. It's like 7 minutes long. I don't know what we're going to call it, but we're going to put it up on Infowars.com tomorrow. But you got a first look at it today. Making fun of ourselves and the entire system all at the same time. But very funny piece. Good job, Darren McBreen and crew. All right, we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes, and when we return, some really incredible news. Amazing news, because from day one, I've seen what's really going on with the geoengineering, weather modification, or terraforming, if you want to call it that, that's going on this planet since the 1950s. But in the 1950s, it was just testing. In the 60s and 70s, now it's a massive global program. It's in BBC, you name it. In like Dubai, they spend billions a year turning the desert green with these antennas that make it rain. But here's the London Guardian. Spy agency fund climate research in hunt for weather weapons. U.S. expert raises concerns over who will control climate-altering technologies if research is paid for by intelligence agencies. So see, this whole climate change thing isn't just about taxes. It's about global government manipulating weather and deciding who gets rain, who doesn't. It's the weaponization of weather, calling it the saving of the weather. And Bill Gates is involved. They're all involved. We talk about chemtrails here. Well, there are no government documents on chemtrails, on high-altitude geoengineering aerosol campaigns. Oh, there's thousands of documents on that. It's all admitted. Scientists seek international authority on climate change, a global government to fight climate change. See, we have to manipulate your weather to save you. But really, it's a cover for the weaponization. That's come out. We've got more on a host of other issues, including ISIS closing in on Baghdad and more. Infowars.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every time we talk about activity of those people, there will be always, yes, it is freedom of speech, but. And the turning point is but. Why do we still say but when we...
Dane Sheikh answers in attacks that left two dead, five police wounded. Muhammad cartoonist targeted, victims identified as filmmaker. Audio moment, gunman's open fire, we just played it. Hundreds of tombs defaced in French Jewish cemetery. Netanyahu urges Jews to get out, move to Israel. Germany's banning basically large gatherings, saying that Islamists may hit them. This is a total capitulation. No one should move out of Europe because Europe's brought in a bunch of radical Islamists they're allowed to attack. It should be stood up against. Free speech should be promoted. And we can't give in to people that keep showing up at different free speech events and shooting people. But the social engineers knew what they were doing when they brought the most radical elements of Islam in and protected it. It was all part of the Clash of Civilizations plan. ISIS has released a video of 21 Egyptians being slaughtered. The video is on Infowars.com. Prisoners paraded in cages to be burned alive. 4,000 American troops headed to Kuwait for a possible showdown. BB ad shows ISIS asking directions to Jerusalem. Yemen's latest Jews, exodus. Islamic State sporting limbs beyond Mideast. Yeah, we told you it was going to attack. ISIS was set up in Syria, funded by the West. It is Al-Qaeda. They fly Al-Qaeda flags. And the job that they have been given by Saudi Arabia is to basically bring down the entire region. Just like Saudi Arabia has been driving down oil prices artificially to bankrupt the United States oil industry, domestic industry, non-establishment industry, non-cartel industry, the independents, and the Russian system. Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking so much of this, and this isn't even denied. Shifting gears, though, John Stewart would have you believe that it's gun owners, conservatives, and Christians that are the problem, and veterans. He, of course, best buddies with fellow liar Brian Williams, quit this week as well. Williams, of course, suspended 6 months in kind of that jump the shark moment. When he said, I didn't remember that I wasn't shot down. Believe me, you remember a rocket getting shot into your helicopter. He wasn't there for an hour and a half. And so that didn't fly because the people don't buy it anymore. And people like, in fact, I don't have time to do this, but if you just type in Alex Jones, John Stewart, you'll find probably 10 or more clips. I did it today with him attacking me when I would warn about tyranny, NSA surveillance from years ago, or the plan to disarm the public. He would play clips and laugh at me about it. See, I agree with the New York Post, how John Stewart turned lies into comedy and brainwashed a generation. Brian Williams lied about his exploits a few times. John Stewart was unabashedly and habitually dishonest. Well, I didn't really watch The Daily Show often, but I know this. He sure lied about me a lot. And Comedy Central just last week had subliminals. In fact, can we pull that special report up that a listener did? So I can give folks the name of the video so they can go see it for themselves. Where, like, they have kooky headlines that just flash up real quick, and it's Infowars.com. It's our banner headline where it says War on Fear Mind. They just changed it a little bit. Why would they do half-second blurps? Because they know the subconscious can pick it up. I'm going to play the whole report, though. The conscious can't. Now, I said I'd get to this, but I'm going to cover it next hour when I get into this report. Italy is dying, is a dying country, as babies no longer replace people who die, says health minister. The country's birth rate falls to the lowest level, 8.4 per 1,000 people. Did you hear that? 8.4 children since the foundation of the modern state in age 61. Yeah, Russia's saying have more babies. Italy's saying have more babies. They have 1.3 children. Japan does the same thing. The entire West, every industrialized, high IQ country, whether it's Japan or the United States or Germany is having massive negative population growth while it's being promoted, don't have kids. Two countries say have kids now. Germany has a 1.3 replacement rate. For every two adults, they have 1.3 children. That will make the society collapse very quickly. Now the baby boomers are figuring out we better tell the next generation to have kids or there'll be nowhere to pay for us. No one to pay for it. The answer is the death panel. So I'm glad you figured all this out, but this ties into the larger eugenicist, eugenics population reduction plan and the sterilants and the vaccines they've been caught adding, all of it. You want the big picture? We're going to do it, and we're going to tie it into all this weather modification, geoengineering, oh, there's secret Department of Energy plan programs and NASA programs to save the Earth from global warming, and then meteorologists and astrophysicists look at it, and they go, these planes with the Department of Energy off the coast spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts and all this other garbage, this would actually cause rain not to fall and would actually cause, every time there's a wet weather system coming in, there are weather reports all over California, Oregon, and Washington where independent meteorologists on the news go, we got military activity. They're clearly spraying something on the radar, blocking the water. Why would you do that? Because they're going to bankrupt that entire area of the country and run everybody out of it. The Fed's already got 80%+ of the land in those states. They want the rest. Had you figured it out yet? What's crazy is I've got the local meteorologist. I've had him on. I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, the first guy to fly into hurricanes and typhoons in the Pacific, who would make the Ho Chi Minh Trail flood out of no clouds. He could do it with a squadron of a few dozen planes. They were controlling hurricanes in the 1960s, certified Stanford research. That was declassified 8 years ago. I was the first, when they declassified it, to fly him here from West Texas and interview him. He got a visit and got threatened and never talked again. He was 90 years old then. I wonder, he'd be 98 now. I wonder if he's still alive. Ben Livingston. Those interviews, by the way, are on YouTube for now. The Alex Jones channel was hit by a copyright claim for showing a BBC News article, totally protected, just showing the article, showing a Sandy Hook victim that was reportedly killed in a Pakistan terror attack. They have the same photo in the BBC saying it was a child killed. Well, that group filed a copyright claim showing we can't show a newspaper. Well, of course, that's protected. Now, we have a group out of Canada claiming they own the music to Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's been out for 8 years, sold 200,000 copies in stores, has about 10 million views on YouTube. The biggest channel had 4.5 million views, changed the channel. That has now gotten a copyright strike. If you guys will go to his documentary link, and actually, Mikhail has the screenshot next door. So bring him in and he'll show you. Click on the documentary link in there. He has a whole section on documentaries, and it's Endgame. Or just Google Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's Obama deception. There you go. You found it. Endgame HQ full. This video no longer available to the copyright claim by E1. I've had to block E1 not once but twice before. They claim they own the music, which was produced here in my studios 8 years ago. Now, they didn't go file suit claiming they own my film. They didn't come. No, they didn't do it in a real court. They just go to YouTube and have it taken down. And we're seeing this not just on our website, but across the board. They are claiming copyrights, folks, on not E1 but others. When I have Joe Rogan on and he speaks on my show in studio, they claim copyright, different groups do, on Joe talking to me. This is the new thing where they say someone's name is copyrighted or you can't talk to them. This is what SOPA and CISPA and all this do. So I'm going to tell you this. If you ever wanted to support this broadcast, don't take these AM and FM affiliates for granted. They could disappear tomorrow. Don't take that we're operating for granted. They're trying to shut us down in many different ways right now. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Buy the high quality, very low cost nutraceuticals, the Nascent Iodine, the Silver Bullet, the Supermel Vitality, all of it. Go buy Molon Labe or pro-liberty t-shirts. Go buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund us, because we can win and defeat all these people and have them back down if we continue to grow and we have the funds to do it. But without your support, we can't do it. So it's essential now, as I fire up the Batman emergency signal, that you spread the word about the broadcast, that you buy the products, because they're doing everything they can to shut us down, censor us, demonize us on 100 different fronts. We're going to give the number out in the next hour, take your calls, get into all this news and more. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now and go to InfoWarsStore.com and shop with the good guys. They're high-quality products. We appreciate you.
The mainstream media's propaganda campaign to marginalize Alex Jones and InfoWars continues to be deployed in full force and on all fronts. But the latest attack did not come from the usual suspects, MSNBC, Media Matters, Salon.com, or Fox News. Apparently, the mainstream media believes it's just not enough to demonize and lie about InfoWars in the news alone. The attacks must also cross over into entertainment, where the audience lets their guard down and are more susceptible to the conditioning. A recent episode of Comedy Central's show Broad City, aired February 11, 2015, featured an unfavorable cameo of the InfoWars website. The episode begins with a quick shot of the main character's computer. Here it is.
What is in the box, actually?
Not coming to your party because your body sent something wrong here.
It's only 2 seconds, and it goes by very fast. Here it is again.
Not coming to your party because your body sent something wrong here.
It was quick, but it says Michael Jackson lives in Richard Branson's space condo. The header on the fictitious website says Conspiracy Wars, which is clearly an exact replica of InfoWars' website. This is more than just a harmless, meaningless joke. It is a carefully placed subconscious mind conditioning technique. The producers of the show went out of their way to create a fake website to condition their audience. They associate an outrageous headline with the image of InfoWars' trademark website header, which then gives their viewers a subliminal input that InfoWars is an unbelievable and untrustworthy news source. This quick subliminal message may be enough to dissuade someone from reading an InfoWars article they may come across without them even knowing why. This isn't the first time Alex Jones has been demonized through subliminals in entertainment. In 2013, a movie called Prisoners came out starring Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. The antagonist in the movie was a child abductor rapist conveniently named Alex Jones. Some people may object and say these are no big deal or they're just coincidences, but when you consider the mainstream media's repeated dishonest attacks on InfoWars, the war on Alex Jones becomes overtly clear. I'm Adam Green, reporting unofficially for InfoWars.com. Make sure to subscribe below to know more news and catch the sneak preview to my upcoming documentary film, The Conspiracy Theory Conspiracy.
By the way, folks want to work here, they want to be involved with us, go out and just do what this guy did. It's not about working with InfoWars. There's nothing magic going on here. The magic's going on out there when you take action. There actually are a lot of amazing things happening around here, but the point is, it's not just here. It's everywhere. And just make your own documentary. And don't do it thinking you're going to be famous or get rich. That's not why you're doing it. If you do it for pure reasons, it will then end up having an effect. I guarantee it. And none of us can even gauge the effect we're having. The enemy is never going to tell us the effect we're having. They're never going to tell us we're having big victories when we are. I am mind-boggled by all the amazing people in government, in corporations, in media, at the grassroots, state legislators, members of Congress, foreign leaders, intelligence heads that listen to this show because it gives them decompartmentalization understanding as least an outside-the-box thinking tool to get them to look at things a little different. I don't tell you how to look at things. I simply say, I looked at it like this and saw this. Do you see that? I mean, I've known all along, it's common sense, that they admit all these secret geoengineering programs they're ramping up. It's all being run by defense departments and Pentagon operations, different military branches. It's clearly weather weapon systems. I've interviewed the experts involved, and they keep calling it geoengineering to save the Earth. Obviously, it's the cover for global government weaponization of the weather. If you were a global government, how would you control people? The weather. You don't give a country good crops a couple years, they're bankrupt. Imagine this in the hands of the IMF and World Bank, with all the dirty tricks they pull. You know, they had a James Bond movie a few years ago that it turned out was like a real story out of Peru where they block the river with the water to bankrupt the country. I mean, spy agency fund climate research and hunt for weather weapon. London Guardian. So hallelujah, this stuff's starting to come out. And I'm not that smart, but obviously you look at what they're doing, weather modification, and you go research, and it turns out it was weapons test, and then you realize they're engaged in weapons operations, and they're hitting us. Then you've got, it's not the military doing it, it's the military programs that fund it. Well, I'll tell you about who's involved, but it's university groups who think it's a climate change thing.
Broadcasting worldwide. We're breaking in on this transmission. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Don't visit Infowars.com. It'd be racist if you did. Take your vaccines. We love you. Vax, 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 vax. Cancer, cancer, cancer. Love you, love you, love you.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against.
You know what's crazy? When I'm under attack, I love it because it means I'm over the enemy.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
By the grace
You're
of God.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
When I see those tracers coming in and they just hit me, by the grace of God, we've got armor and they just bounce off. Most of them bounce off. Some of them don't. Just become seasoning. All right, I want to open the phones up. I've been ranting for the first hour. I want to hit a lot more news, obviously, but I want to take your calls. We'll do first-time calls this Sunday. Haven't done that in a few weeks. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. A lot of our same affiliates carry the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., or re-air it in different time slots. We're very thankful because, quite frankly, I crave warning people, getting on air saying, hey, they say vaccines are safe and effective. You might ask for the actual medical insert that comes with the ampule container, not with the, quote, fake fact sheet that the different pharmacies hand out. And you might want to find out that an MMR shot by Merck admits it can give you Guillain-Barré, neurological disorders, diabetes, pancreatitis, the measles, the mumps, or rubella. And that's just a few of the two pages of bad reactions. I just want to warn people. It's kind of normal. I mean, if I thought my next-door neighbor was about to have a power pole fall over while they were having a pool party into their pool and fry everyone, I'd probably run through their fence to get to them to warn them. Not because I'm a hero. I just have a human instinct to warn people. I mean, I know for a fact that I would do whatever I could physically to try to stop this. But I realize I'm not fighting people 10,000 years ago in some frozen wasteland during the Ice Age. I'm not fighting, to drive woolly mammoths over the edge of a cliff and doing whatever I can to bring meat home or my kids are going to starve. I've got to be more sophisticated. I've got to figure out how to wake people up to the scientific takeover and the manipulation. We've got to build a better future, and I think I can do it. And I think you can do it as well, my friends. So I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm here to point out all the out-of-control tyranny we see. And to say, listen, you tune out of mainstream television, you tune into history and common sense, you're going to realize we're in a world of hurt, and laying down to it only makes it worse. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's a different number on Sunday than the weekday show. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. International line, folks can call us as well, and that's 512-646-1776. People say, why are you so hyped up? Why are you so wound up? Well, I mean, if I'm talking about hardcore globalist takeover, world government, cancer viruses and vaccines, I've got to get people out of their comfort zone. I'm not going to just sit here and calmly report this. I'm going to jump up and down. But the good thing is, I never did this as a manipulation. I was genuinely upset and hopped around upset. That's a normal behavior. It's meant. You ever seen like a bird when it sees other, like a predator coming by the other birds, it'll start squawking and fly off? Now the other birds don't listen, like a crow, it'll land again and start hopping up and down. I'm like a dog when a burglar is breaking into your back bedroom while your kids are asleep. And I'm like a chihuahua sitting there watching this guy break through the window. You're not waking up. They've had cases where small dogs and things will actually bite their owners to wake them up if they won't get up. And I'll jump on the bed, I'll bite you. I mean, I've gotten to the point where it's just so obvious and so natural to fight this thing. I'm not going to just sit here idly by and decide that we can't beat these people and that it's all over and just give up and watch ESPN and go to the bar and sit around with a bunch of guys talking about football and try to impress them with how I know all the sports scores. And I go, man, you really know your stuff. You're a real American. If I wanted to know the sports scores, I could. Or Babe Ruth's batting average in 1937. But I'd rather know about vaccine titer tests. I'd rather know about SV40, the cancer virus they add to your vaccines lovingly. I'd rather know about world government and the globalist public plan for the planet. I'd rather know about what they're doing to people than just sit here like I don't exist and let these people run my life. This is the big epic challenge. This is the big fight. It's happening now. And I will not submit to this tyranny. And I know as a human who has power and who is made in the image of God, just as you are, that I've already affected history. I've already irrevocably damaged the globalist. I've already, like Captain Ahab driving that spear, that harpoon into Moby Dick. I don't care if I get taken down with the great whale. What matters is I'm fighting till the end. I'm not submitting. To an anti-human, anti-freedom, fraudulent scum operation. And the good news is the average person in corporations, in business, in government does not want to go along with this either. Let me tell you why our hopes rise and fall with the police and the military to a great extent. Because I don't care if they screen for people that will follow orders who are idiots. The reason those tests fail, and I hate to even say this in case the globalists haven't picked up on it, but I'm sure they have, is that once you take somebody and put them out there in a dangerous situation, their sixth sense is going to start operating or they're going to get in big trouble. They're going to get killed. They're going to get hurt. So you may take some do-gooder who follow orders to the end, who doesn't understand the big picture, and put them in a uniform, but as they enter the real world and go through a real crisis and deal with real people, they're going to automatically begin to figure out how the real world works. And the propaganda is not going to work anymore on them. And that's why it's so much easier to wake up police or military than the general public that sit there in an office cubicle or play video games all day and don't have to interface with the public and don't have to get their hands dirty. And that's why the globalists in all their training manuals demonize the military and, yes, keep an eye on police, because they understand that their fortunes rise or fall with them until they've got their full surveillance, computer, panopticon, control grid in place that will micromanage everyone that works for the system, where the car, the iPhone, whatever, is tracking what you do, where if you don't follow exact globalist pre-programmed algorithm orders, you're going to be censured and then fired in a matter of weeks, not years. Everyone is going to be screwed over by this system. Everyone is going to lose their humanity under this system. Everyone's going to be made a slave under the system. Everyone stands to lose under this system. And that's why they've got big pharma and big think tanks and big PR firms. And I knew this attack was coming. So they shouldn't think they're having a victory. I've been announcing it for years. They announced that they would have illegal propaganda now and make it legal last year. They announced they'd go after alternative real media last year. It's now hitting this year. And we expected all of this, and this is a great victory. That we're able to be engaged by the enemy at point-blank range is an incredible honor. And at a spiritual level, will only raise the power we have in everything we do. And that's something the enemy and their three-dimensional thinking don't understand. That everything they do against us will have an opposite and just as powerful, an equal and opposite reaction in God's plan. And so I'm ready. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready for the full attack. Put me in the arena. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. Crank it up. The globalists don't ride for free. The crimes they've committed against God's creation will be exposed. There are rules to this universe. You violated them, and you will pay. History shows it. The facts show it. No amount of high-tech AI garbage will protect you from the rules of the universe. All of us just have to make sure we're on the right side of history. And that means taking action against evil. Something these mainline churches tell you never do. Because they're bought and paid for. All right, I want to go to your phone calls ahead of, I will cover spy agencies, fund climate research and hunt for weather weapon. London Guardian, as they call for a global government climate control agency. That's their cover for weaponizing weather. Oh, you're all having dying from droughts. We're battling that right now. Don't worry. When any meteorologist can look at what they're doing and tell they're causing it. We're also looking at unvaccinated families. Addresses should be made public. Terrorizing those that won't take the deadly vaccines. That's coming up. Large Hadron Collider detects superparticles. A brighter vision of dark matter. That's all coming up. NSA's bracing for new leaks. ISIS closing in on more Iraqi cities. As our troops have to go fight the people our own government helped fund. With Benghazi weapons transfers and others. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Michael here in Toronto. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. First started listening to you when I saw Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove way back in probably 2002.
And that's been out since 2001, and they're trying to take that down for copyright violation right now on YouTube, even though all the footage is shot by us and owned by us. They're trying to take basically all our videos down right now. What do you think that signifies?
It signifies the rise of the police state more than ever. I mean, things are getting worse and worse by the week, by the month. I think it's obvious to all of us.
Exactly. So, folks, please, we still have the podcast, the affiliates, the links. We're growing so fast. That's why they're scared of us. Tell everybody about the show. I mean, they're trying to shut us down. That shows they're scared. The answer is expand the broadcast. Tell everyone you know about the broadcast. It's just an emergency alert. We're under attack in so many ways. I'm not whining. I'm just saying we're in the fight. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What I wanted to talk about today, I'm actually, born in Canada, but I'm of Ukrainian background, right? So I highly identify with being Ukrainian, of course. That's, if you ask me what I am, I say I'm Ukrainian, right? But what I wanted to talk about is that, you know, obviously we know that, you know, George Soros and gang and a lot of U.S. backing has helped instigate the activities.
Yeah, they brag about it. They brag. They say they did the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And now the thing is, though, what I want to say is that from a Ukrainian perspective, though, one thing that they've played on is that, of course, we have a bad history with the Russians.
Oh, the Russians have done horrible things to Ukrainians.
Exactly. And so the thing is, basically, just want to make it clear that, you know, when the Kievan Rus started, Kiev was the capital, right? It was the capital. Moscow only came into power in the 1200s. And, you know, Christianity came to the Kievan Rus in 988 AD, so there's a bit of a time gap there.
Well, isn't there an argument that Russia was basically founded by Ukrainians anyways?
Exactly, exactly. So a lot of Ukrainians kind of resent Russian meddling in Ukrainian affairs.
But, I mean, it is Ukrainian culture that founded Moscow, so don't you get why the Russians are so obsessed with it?
You know, I guess we kind of resent their involvement, and, you know, we resent their overlording, that they've overlorded Ukrainians for centuries.
Yeah, they have. They've killed millions of Ukrainians.
Killed millions, you know, with Stalin's works, and then...
I totally agree, but, I mean, George Soros just wants to get a big fight going, and the Russians aren't going to back down. That's all I'm saying. Is it'd be better for Ukrainians to kick everybody out, like Ron Paul says. Tell the Russians and NATO, take a hike.
Yeah, I think we're being used as a pawn. We're being used as a pawn, unfortunately.
I agree, that's the fact.
And I just want to make it clear to everybody that, you know, we resent the overlording, and, you know, we've been used as a pawn, and we're stuck in the middle.
And hey, brother, I resist and resent the overloading of the Federal Reserve. I get it. I'm sick of all this overlording, and I hear what you're saying. I mean, Russia has been villainous towards Ukraine, but the cultures are so mixed together, they have a much bigger claim than George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, does, fomenting this new uprising, which isn't meant to free Ukraine, but is meant to further enslave it to the EU.
Exactly. We're like... subject to a new master now with the EU and the IMF, and it's pretty sad all around. I mean, it's not good. Another point I just wanted to bring up is about, 9/11. You know, obviously, I followed your website since 9/11 happened. You know, you were right on top of that whole situation, immediately. And one thing I just wanted to bring about, there's actually this one website called True Life in God, otherwise known as TLIG.org. There's a Greek Orthodox lady, believe it or not, she got the 9/11 prophecy 10 years to the day before it happened, September 11th, 1991. So believe it or not, what was actually said to her, Jesus had said to her, the earth will shiver and shake, and every evil built into towers with a capital T will collapse into a heap of rubble and be buried in the dust of sin. And I'll tell you what happened. About a year and a half after 9/11, I was in my bedroom reading the book of Genesis, just genuinely reading the story. I'm in like chapter 30, and for some reason, I start flipping back the pages, and I look down, and I see the word Babel. Guess where the word Babel is in the Bible?
Genesis.
It's actually verse 9 of chapter 11. It's like encoded, 9/11.
Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
Amazing, I get it. 9/11 is the Tower of Babel. Wow, it's really incredible. Thank you so much for the call. Now, I just spent a whole 10-minute segment with one caller. We've got like 20 callers. Matthew, Tim, Brad, Jerry, Pam, Judith, Gabriel, and many others. I'm going to come back because I got a bunch of news to hit and try to get through these calls as fast as I can. Let's go to one more right now. Matthew in California, go ahead.
Mr. Alex Jones, the Jonesmeister. Hi, sir. Good to talk to you. Been a long time listener and a fan of yours, and I know you're always saying you want your listeners to go out and fight the info war. The way I chose to do it was when I heard about Infidel Body Armor on your show. I went ahead and made a purchase. I got myself a nice carrier with a couple of plates, and I went and I put an Infowars.com sticker across the back. And I live in California, and I like to wear it kind of out and about. Like I like to go to the mall, like to go to the movie theater, maybe even do some shopping, go to 7-Eleven. And whenever I see somebody, they say, hey, what are you doing with that? That's illegal. I'm like, no, it's not. I can pull up the law right now.
Well, that's why open carry is so important, to teach all these people that a slave with body armor or guns is not illegal, as if a criminal wouldn't just show up shooting people. The fact that somebody openly with a gun is not a threat, they're the answer. That's very exciting. Anything else, Matthew? I'm going to come back to you briefly. Stay with us. We'll be back. Bunch of news coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Visit it while you still can.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We live in the 21st century. We live in a time of scientific majesty. But the planetary controllers, the corporate leaders, have decided on a course that is decidedly anti-human. I'm here simply trying to get the public to look at the documents that are public so that we can have a real debate about what's happening. But the controlled media has been able to make all the big issues about football or rock stars or hip-hop stars and all these little side issues instead of the public getting into how the world really works. That's a lot more interesting than sports scores. I mean, Bill Gates is involved, the Department of Energy, all these other governments in admitted geoengineering of the planet's atmosphere to, quote, save us from global warming. Now, this isn't on the nightly news, but in 6-7 years ago in government textbooks, it says the government's involved in a secret program of geoengineering to protect the ozone layer and spraying all these different blah, blah, blahs. And then you actually go look at what the real patents do. It destroys the ozone layer, not protects it. That's what's crazy. You study this stuff, it's like they're trying to destroy the Earth or something. And then now, today, it's in the London Guardian, one of the most respected papers in the world. Spy agencies fund climate research in hunt for weather weapon. U.S. expert Alan Robuck raises concern over who would control climate-altering technologies if research is paid for by intelligence agencies. And they talk about all these reports calling for geoengineering to save the Earth. It's already going on. And they point out that it's CIA and other groups funding it. But see, they're now rolling out to the public. Let's have a debate about controlling the weather to save the Earth. But then they've been involved for decades in it and then denying it while the funding is public. I mean, that's crazy. What else are they up to? What other covert programs are going on? They now admit 20 years ago they had global private summits similar to Davos in Australia and in Austin, Texas, strangely enough, and in Chicago, Illinois, and London, England, about this new grid with spy tech and all the TVs and the toasters and the dishwashers to track you and trace you. And now, this week, it's on the news. Yeah, we're watching you. Big deal. I mean, this is creepy what these executives have done. Their argument is, well, we're going to do it so somebody else doesn't. It'll give us power. We're the good guys. You know, we'll do all this while hoping you don't look into it. I mean, I'm not into deflated footballs of the Patriots. I'm sorry. The real conspiracy is hiding in plain view, and it affects everybody. Real fast, Matthew, finish up. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, but basically my whole idea is I think most people just aren't aware of their options on how they can keep themselves, you know, free and healthy. And, you know, after listening to your show for so many years, I've learned a lot of things, like showing people the CDC website that shows all the poison in the shots.
Yeah, the CDC website says most vaccines can kill you, give you Guillain-Barre's, give you all these diseases like epilepsy or diabetes. And then they just hope the public doesn't go look it up so they can just say it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I learned about aquaponics from your show also, and I built one in my mom's backyard. So when I tell people, no, I know we eat healthy. I know we're not getting any GMO food. Look what I built. You know,
awesome.
I try to tell people, you know, stand up, you know, be a man, you know, put some work in, you know what I mean? Just stop laying down. You know, if you want to lay down, don't get upset when I walk right over you and I become successful and I'm looking like I'm still 25 when I'm almost 40 and you're, you know, stuck on the couch. That's your fault, not mine.
Well, people think being involved and informed isn't fun. Isn't it fun knowing all the football scores? Well, it could be fun knowing the legislation. It could be fun battling tyranny. We're designed to do it. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Tim, in FEMA Region 3, what former state are you living in now under FEMA?
I'm living in a state I'd rather not say. You know, based off what the last caller just said, I feel like we need a low-tech revolution in order to gain back our humanity. You know,
I agree. People need to fight in the matrix, in the new high-tech system, while building an alternative, off-the-grid, primitive, proto-human support base.
Exactly. I mean, we need to basically unplug ourselves from the Matrix in order to gain back our humanity. Okay? Aldous Huxley, he said a really efficient totalitarian state would be one which the all-powerful executive of the political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. Our kids growing up and people here, everyone pretty much loves their servitude. I mean, you and I don't, and a lot of your listeners don't, but basically, we need to unplug. We need to turn in, we need to turn on, tune in, and drop out. You know, I mean, we just got to just unplug.
Yeah, you're quoting Timothy Leary, and then notice that whole generation brought in exactly what they claimed they were fighting.
Exactly. The whole world is upside down. Okay, what used to be wrong is right. What's right is wrong.
And it's because we have a bunch of deviants in control. But if you study history, elites always think they're invincible. And that's a problem psychopaths have when they haven't gotten in trouble. But anyone who sits outside the paradigm and just studies human development knows the trajectory we're on endangers the elite more than anybody. The elite should not be supporting this trajectory, but their own animal id instincts. Have you seen Forbidden Planet?
No, I haven't.
You should watch that, because that gets into how even the elites don't think they're trying to do this at some levels, but it's their subconscious is manifesting through everything they do and is building the systems they think will enslave us and secure their ascension. It will secure their destruction.
They basically need to have a mass exorcism.
They do.
They do. You know, it's just sad, really, when you look at it. We have Elon Musk saying that he wants to live forever, and you have these celebrities.
Well, that's all of them. I mean, if you talk about David Rockefeller or, the head of PayPal, all these people, because that's the religion when you get up there, is that you're going to live forever joining world government. I mean, it's just over the top incredible. Thank you so much. Great points, Tim. Brad in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And it's no secret to you nor to the reverent callers prior to me. That
Just turn your radio off. Just go ahead.
That where most human beings today are deceived.
No, I hear you, Brad. Will you turn your radio off?
I don't know that that's having much of an impact.
Brother, I can hear the radio in the background. Can you just turn it off? I want to hear from you.
Looted. And
put him on hold for a minute. Because it's just too loud. He's not listening. The radio's so loud. I'm going to see if Brad can hear me, because this is part of communicating with the public. Brad, your radio's on. We can't hear you clearly.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'll do that immediately.
Okay, go ahead now. Go ahead.
Sir.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know what it is about this delusion that these globalists live under that makes them so insane to think that they're not human and are not susceptible to the same aging processes that all people go through, such as chronic brain syndrome, which is senility, or the myriad of other aging diseases that affect.
What elite in history didn't get on a power trip and think they were invincible?
Exactly. And you know what I believe would be a good idea? I think that with the advent of this new anti-aging drug that they're supposed to be coming out with, that we allow them to OD, and then when they're back into the fetal stage, abort them all.
Well, that is their right to be killed in the womb. That's liberal. That's loving.
Yeah, I guess it would be better than what they're going through now, poor things. But we know that only Christ can defeat this rampant evil that's going on.
I agree, but we need to use this time of evil takeover to wake people up so their souls get pointed in the right direction. Thank you, Brad. Sorry about cutting you off with your phone audio problems, but was glad we got something from you. Good points. Jerry, Pam, Judith, Gabriel, Justin, Leslie. I'm going to go to all those calls straight ahead after this break. We covered most of the news. I want to hit some Hadron news as well. I think they've discovered a new particle. Infowars.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
And the Easter Bunny's real.
Pay today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today. Got me a pocket full.
To quantify it, good people have stood down and let evil people take over. They've set up a system to dumb us down to make us more manageable. As soon as humans start to rebel and start to stand up and start to build their own economies, it's over for the control freaks. This has happened over and over again. A new renaissance of liberty can be ours, but we have to break free and realize that we can say no to this system. Jerry in West Virginia, thanks for holding here on the air.
Yes, Alex, good evening. I'm 74, and I've got a couple of questions quickly.
Yeah.
The government recently changed the Social Security to government program benefits checks. What's all that about?
Well, I don't know specifically what you're getting at, but they've changed federal regulations here and in other countries to start cutting benefits, to start grabbing private pension funds, to start grabbing education funds, 401ks. We know the pattern. They're lining up here. They've already done it in other countries, Greece, Spain, you name it, to loot the fully funded private funds where you're not even debating that it's untenable. And, of course, they'll take part of it claiming they're protecting it. But specifically, what change are you talking about with Social Security?
Well, I was just wondering why they have to change a good thing, and what it's just another camouflage. But secondly, you know, being 74, I'm worried about the chemtrails affecting the Alzheimer's, increase for the elderly because of the aluminum barium in the air, and no one seems to be talking about that. I'm sure that the kids with autism, you know, are getting a lot of PR, but what about the elderly?
I agree. Listen, when you read Department of Energy documents, we made films about, it's all public, the aerosol spraying campaign, it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and they're spraying us with this, and it's admitted, and it's in the London Guardian, and then people just go, oh, nothing's going on. You're absolutely right. Neurological disorders have a parabolic growth rate, and dementia, you name it, is like hitting 30-year-olds now. I mean, we are being hit hard, and it's a cocktail of issues. Bioaccumulated pesticides, vaccination, the chemtrails. You're absolutely right. God bless you, Jerry. It is a serious situation. We're all in it together. And now they're just announcing, you know, oh, it's for your safety. Pam in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Wisconsin. I'm hoping I can help you and several of your viewers, or a lot of them. Am I still on air?
Yes, you are, ma'am.
Okay. H2O2, food-grade hydrogen peroxide. You can order it online. It's supposed to help. It oxygenates your blood just like your Oxy powder does. That helps oxygenate your blood from a cellular level.
I have heard that food-grade oxygen peroxide is really good, yes.
Yes. The other thing that I think is very important for kombucha juice is also good for Crohn's disease. That's got enzymes, probiotics.
Does amazing things to your flora. That's why the feds came in and tried to ban it, because it had like, you know, 1/3 of 1% alcohol.
Exactly. And the other thing is raw apple cider vinegar with the mother for anything like GERD, acid reflux.
Pam, I did that for a month with Oxy powder from InfoWarsLife.com, the apple cider vinegar, and it was incredible, life-changing what it's done for my gastrointestinal tract.
Yes, absolutely. I have Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed at 28 years old. I am now coming up on 57 and medication-free for 8 years. And it's thanks to those three things, and then along with several of your products, the lung cleanse. I haven't gotten the Oxy powder yet because I've been doing the food-grade hydrogen peroxide.
Sounds good to me. Hey, if it's working. All I know is Bill Gates and others are targeting the gut in their research. They know these vaccines are attacking the gut. We've had all the medical doctors on, and the gut is the key. 70% of our immune system, and I've been doing everything to get my gut healthy, and it's been amazing. The energy, what it's done for me, just, I don't want to get into details, obviously. It's personal, but it's amazing. God bless you. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, you can go to any grocery store and get the apple cider vinegar for like $2, $3, a small bottle, $10 for a big jumbo bottle. You start drinking that stuff every day, mixed in with water. I mean, I don't even sell that stuff. I should. It's just life-changing. Life-changing. What it does to the flora in your gut. So much better than probiotics. Because the pesticides in the food, all of it just kills the natural bacteria in your gut. You have to have those, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Leslie in South Carolina. Leslie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I'm a really new listener. I started off listening to you back when Ebola struck. I was a nursing student. I am a nurse. I just finished nursing school, and I was getting conflicting information from national TV. Everything that they were telling us was against what we were taught. And it just didn't seem right. So I started listening to you. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's how I found you. And everything you were saying was 100% on the money, to the point where I went back to my microbiology teacher and told her all about you and told her to tune in and listen. But then I started listening to you more, and you keep bringing up Bill Gates. In psychological nursing, one of the things we learned is Bill Gates is an autism survivor.
Bill Gates admits that he's basically Asperger's.
Actually, he has Asperger's, and it seems that maybe he's just trying to get more people like him, so he's the norm instead of the abnorm.
Well, Bill Gates works about 18 hours a day and does whatever the globalists want, and he's like a robot for them. He's really bad news. And he just runs around. He's behind the geoengineering. That's even in mainstream news. He runs those secret programs. He's behind the inoculations, the federalization of schools. He claims it's school choice, but it's the opposite. I mean, Bill Gates is like a George Soros. They just are an energizer bunny of badness. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's just that they are animated by evil. And I'm not trying to demonize him. It's just that we research these guys. Warren Buffett's the same deal. They are really bad news.
Well, you have opened my eyes about so many things. The vaccinations. Before starting nursing school, even though I had had chickenpox not once, but twice, had to get titered. During my titer, they told me I had no immunity. I'd have to go through the vaccinations. I went through the vaccinations. I got horribly sick.
Oh, yeah.
They promised me that if I ever tested negative again, that they would not force me to go through them again. Okay? But they forced me to have flu vaccines every year until the end, and I will never have another flu vaccine again as long as I live. I never got sick from it, and my doctor's really good. I was getting the same flu vaccines they were giving to the medical students, so I felt I was pretty safe there.
I was about to say, they've got, it's on record, better vaccines for the establishment.
But the chickenpox vaccine made me horribly sick. And 1991, they came out with a vaccine for Lyme's disease. I was living up north then where it was rampant. And my ex-husband was a hunter. I took the vaccine. I ended up with degenerative disc disease.
Wow. Yeah. How are they going to give you a vaccine to stop a microorganism that's basically in the syphilis family? They can't do it. It's like the diarrhea vaccine they gave kids they had to ban because it killed so many. I mean, they call it vaccine for learned immunity. It's not like it's a polio vaccine. It's just government-engineered, globalist-engineered garbage they inject. They now have anti-stress vaccines, mental illness vaccines, where viruses go in and eat parts of your brain. It's called a lobotomy. And it's so Buck Rogers, it's so over the top, that the public has no idea what they're facing. I'm out of time. Thank you, Leslie. Gabriel? Justin, Judith, I'm out of time, but you know what? Let's just go to Judith, give her 30 seconds, Gabriel and Justin. Go ahead, Judith, you're on the air.
First-time caller, long-time listener. When my daughter was 3 years old, took her to the doctor, gave her a DPT shot. 5 days later, she still had a fever. Doctor said they were going to put it in the medical history book, that it was from the pertussis that he had just given her 5 days before. Told me never, never, never give her a pertussis vaccination again. He said she was allergic to it. Fast forward a few decades later, neighbor moves in, has a 24-year-old brother-in-law who would have been 4 months old at the time my daughter was 3 years old, gave him a DPT shot, lobotomized him completely.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got victims. That's the thing. It's their Brian Williams moment. The whole fraud's collapsing. The whistleblowers are coming out of the government everywhere. The doctors they demonize are being exonerated, Wakefield and others. That's why they're tripling down now, saying take it. There are no side effects. Don't listen. Arrest whoever doesn't take it, because their whole criminal operation is coming down. They can be defeated. Sorry, the other callers. I'm out of time. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Pray for us. We're praying for you.